Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Let's get to Cambie Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Cambie Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Amy from Stoneham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan's waving. Kennedy's leaving. And middle finger.
Not for me, from the intern.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, remember, that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Cardi B and new Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs confirmed they were dating after they were spotted courtside at a basketball game. They were at the Knicks game the other night. Cardi B's biggest song is Girls Like You, which she performed with which band?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Mark Zuckerberg, 41 today. He started Facebook out of his dorm room in 2004. Today, his net worth is approximately $226 billion. Which college did he start Facebook at?
It was Harvard, right, Frank? I'm pretty sure it was Harvard.
Question Harvard number three. University. Kim Kardashian wore $7 million in diamonds to testify against the men who tied her up and stole her jewelry in Paris in 2016.
Making a statement.
Kim rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which network did that show air on?
I want to say Bravo, but I'm not... Or Entertainment. Bravo. I don't know. Bravo.
Question number four. 21 years ago today in 2004, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin had a baby girl. They gave her one of those out-of-the-box celebrity baby names. What's her name? Their kid.
Apple.
Question number five. Morgan Apple. Wallen finally revealed why he left Saturday Night Live so quickly after a show was done. He said simply, I was ready to go home. I'd been there all week. Morgan's new album drops on Friday. What is it called?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's called Money in the Bank is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, welcome back.
I should have known that one.
Well, no, that's not the actual title. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
in
he's going to make millions of dollars.
Yes. Kennedy, Amy got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready to quit?
Never.
Ready to go home?
Never.
Give it up.
Goonies never say die, right, Dan?
That's right.
I tried, Amy. I tried. Question number one. Cardi B and new Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs have confirmed they were dating. You know, they were courtside at the Knicks game the other night.
Ooh.
Beautiful couple, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, one of Cardi B's biggest songs is Girls Like You, which she performed with which band?
Maroon 5.
Yes, Maroon 5 is it. 1-0. Question number two. Zuckerberg, 41 today, started Facebook out of his dorm room in 2004. Today, his net worth is $236 billion.
What a guy.
Where did he start Facebook?
Hobbit.
It was Hobbit, kid. 2-1. Kim Kardashian wore $7 million in diamonds to testify against the men who tied her up and stole her jewelry in Paris in 2016. She rose to fame on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which network did that show air on?
Which time?
The original.
The Big Long Run.
E. Yeah.
E is correct. Why would you wear that much? Were you making a statement, obviously?
I think she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
That's who she is. It's just what she wears. It's just her walking around jewelry. I don't know
Same,
what to tell you.
Right, Dan? Got my $7 million flip-flops on this morning.
You live your life.
3-1, question number four. 21 years ago today in 2004, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin had a baby girl, and they named her?
Apple.
Apple is correct. 4-2. Question number five. Morgan Wallen finally revealed why he left Saturday Night Live so quickly. He said simply, I was ready to go home. I'd been there all week. Morgan's new album drops on Friday. It's called?
I'm the problem.
Yes, you are.
It's me.
I'm the problem.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win to Amy. You don't get the cash. However, you are not walking out of here empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of concert tickets. Shakira, May 29th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to that show for free.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Yes. You have a good time at the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Amy from Stoneham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, let's get to it. The 1K CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, no, just the regular. Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even Redemption try. Wing.
Good God, man.
It's a mess.
He's right next to you.
I know, right?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Studio full of people.
I had not noticed. Had not noticed.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption.
I haven't heard.
I didn't know if you knew that or not. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the studio. Who did you bring with you?
I brought my friends Morgan and Andrew.
Well, you were like, hey, you got to get up early, and we're going to hang out at a radio station.
They were so excited. They could not wait to come.
All right. So you beat Kennedy once before. What was the score?
5-4.
Oh,
he was talking a little junk too, Kennedy, while we were playing some music.
Yes, he said they were real easy questions.
Can't believe you missed one of those.
Okay.
So you know the deal. Kick her out.
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Give me some knuckles.
All right. Don't fall into her trap of being nice to you, Chris. It's all a ploy.
Yeah.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're not playing for money this time around, just for bragging rights to have your name hung on the rafters here in the radio station. You can see all the names hung up here in the studio of all the people that have won twice.
Yeah.
There's none up there. That doesn't happen.
It's
very
called
often.
Theater of the
I'll be the first. I'll be the first.
And if you look to your left, you can see Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are your friends going to be helping?
I don't think so.
Okay. Question number one. Miley Cyrus says the best life advice she ever got came from her godmother, Dolly Parton. She said, and I quote, "You do you, and I'll do me, and together we'll be us." Who is Cyrus's ex-husband she wrote the song Flowers about?
That is Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, question number two.
Oh, Morgan cringed.
The top search songs of each summer include Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us last year, Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town in 2023, and Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush in 2022, which TV show gave Running Up That Hill a revival almost 40 years later?
Stranger Things.
Question number three. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, 56 today. Which classic New Kids song starts like this? Take a listen. Oh, Name the song.
I do not know.
Question number four. Did you grow up in Boston?
I did.
You're going to have to turn in your Boston card.
It's just a generational thing, man.
Question number four. Morris the alligator from Happy Gilmore died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. In Happy Gilmore, whose hand did the gator take off?
Oh, Adam Sandler's?
Question number five. Robert Zemeckis, 73 today, directed Forrest Gump and the Back to the Future trilogy, Castaway, and others. In Castaway, where did Tom Hanks' character work before getting stranded?
I've never seen the movie. So.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Chris, how do you think you did?
I don't think I did too well this morning.
Question's still too easy this time?
Yeah, a little harder.
That's so funny. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi. How'd we do?
We did great. I have Chris getting 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
But you're still a delight.
You are.
Thank you.
How are you feeling after that performance, Chris?
I felt better. I felt better 2 weeks ago when I got 5.
I'm just happy to be here. I respect that you didn't have your friend's help. Because most people in here would have been looking over and mouthing answers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she knew at least a couple. I was looking.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
She was just going to let him go down like the Titanic. She's like, I'm not helping him. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. It is Redemption Week. Mm. Miley Cyrus says the best life advice she ever got from her godmother, Dolly Parton, was, quote, "You do you, I'll do me, and together we'll be us." Who was Cyrus's ex-husband she wrote the song Flowers about?
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam, not Chris Hemsworth. 1-0. The top search songs of each summer include Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us last year, Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town in 2023, and Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush in 2022. Which TV show gave Running Up That Hill a revival almost 40 years later?
Stranger Things.
And they just announced it's coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Season 5?
The last season.
Is it season
46 years later. It's finally
I don't
here.
Even remember. What are these kids like 80
They're
now?
They're married and divorced by now.
They have AARP cards.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course, Dan.
2-1, question number 3. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, 56 today.
Which
classic New Kids song starts like this? Name the song.
It's Hanging Tough.
That is correct. A couple of text messages to the show. Did Mac write these questions today? They are tough. And from the 978, it's like every day is Carson's first day.
Got him.
Happy birthday. Question number 4, Kennedy. Morris the alligator from Happy Gilmore died. He was probably between 80 and 100 years old. And Happy Gilmore, whose hand did the gator take off?
Carl Weathers, right?
I just introduced Barrett to this movie weekend before last.
It's all in the hips.
I'm not going to get it.
Chubbs. 3-1. Question number 5. Robert Zemeckis, 73 today, directed Forrest Gump and the Back to the Future trilogy, Castaway, and others in Castaway. Where did Tom Hanks' character work before getting stranded?
FedEx.
He did work for FedEx. That is correct. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job.
Thank you.
Chris.
But we had fun, right?
We had a lot of fun.
Good.
Yep.
It's all that matters.
And how are things in Southie? You live in South Boston.
I do. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great. Weather's turning, so
yeah.
It's patio season.
Exactly.
What's your spot down there?
Just going down to Carson Beach.
Mm-hmm.
My beach chair in a book afterward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kennedy used to live right there on Carson Beach.
I lived on M Street.
Oh, was it M Street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate
super fun in the summer.
I'm trying to find parking down there. Anyway, well, we appreciate you coming in for Redemption Week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Is something you want to say to Kennedy?
Yes. My name is Chris from Boston, and I cannot be Kennedy.
This time.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Yes, this time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, let's get to it. Can't be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
I also love mine.
Oh my God. Mine. I can't look at a seagull without thinking that.
Am I gonna watch Finding Nemo today?
I think we are, Dan.
Can't be Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Barbara from Merrimack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Barbara?
Go on, get.
Sold, I love her. Go on, get.
Kennedy's leaving the studio. Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's got 6,095 wins, 446 losses. Barbara, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman version of Dracula in London, and she will play all 23 parts. Who did she play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
Airbnb is going to start adding new services and experiences, including interactions with celebrities. They'll include a day playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. Which team does Patrick Mahomes play for?
Kansas City.
There's one with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going to text Lana and say, hey, we're going to get this Airbnb with Sabrina Carpenter. You cool with that?
Yeah, I bet she would be thrilled.
Dead and Company will play three shows at San Francisco's Golden State Park to celebrate the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary. Name the daughters and Your Body is a Wonderland singer, who is also the lead singer for Dead and Company. Okay.
No, I don't think I know that one.
Question number four. Google has been tracking the top searched song of the year each year since 2010. When Love the Way You Lie by Eminem was the top search, Eminem was the top search from 2010. Eminem performed the song with one of the top female artists of all time. Who did he collaborate on that song with? Love the Way You Lie.
Rihanna.
Question number five. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her six-year-old son will see them someday. She says, and I quote, I think about whether he'd be proud of something or might be embarrassed. Can you name the 2023 movie Longoria directed about Richard Montanez, a janitor at Frito-Lay, who came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No.
It's a cute movie, actually. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
I like when you know when you don't know.
Did you see that movie?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's a cute movie. It actually is a cute movie. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Barbara, who told you go and get.
Yeah.
Got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Frank.
These are tough. You ready?
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo will star in a one-woman stage version of Dracula in London. She'll play all 23 parts. Who did she play in Wicked?
Elphaba.
Are they just doing that on the cheap or because she's talented?
Well, Sarah Snook did one on Broadway. She's doing Picture of Dorian Gray where she plays 20 characters.
Oh.
I think it's just kind of, I mean, it's a fantastic thing to see. It takes a lot of work. You're never off stage. It's wild.
You did 20, I'm doing 23.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy played the entire Klump family in The Nutty Professor. Check and mate.
Hercules, Hercules.
Tied at one. Airbnb is going to start adding new services and experiences, including interactions with celebrities. They'll include a day playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. Which team does Patrick Mahomes play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Tied at two. Question number three. Dead & Company will play three shows at San Francisco's Golden Gate Park to celebrate the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary. Name the Daughters and Your Body is a Wonderland singer who is also the lead singer for Dead & Company.
John Mayer.
It is John Mayer.
Do you like the Dead? You're a jam band guy.
It's a band that I kind of...
the question.
Yeah. They're a band I discovered when I was a little bit older. I loved Touch of Grey when it came out back in the day. I enjoy them now, but I don't go searching them out. Fish I like much more than Dead.
Okay.
But I know Fish are just kind of following in their footsteps.
Gotcha.
3-2, question number four. Google has been tracking the top searched song of each year since 2010. Love the Way You Lie by Eminem was a top search in 2010. Eminem performed the song with one of the top female artists of all time. Who did he collaborate with?
Rihanna.
That is right. 4-3. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because her six-year-old son will see them someday. She says, and I quote, "I think about whether he'd be proud of something or might be embarrassed." Name the 2023 movie that she directed about Richard Montanez, a janitor of Frito-Lay who came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I'm not going to get it.
Flamin' Hot.
Because I thought you gave it away in the answer and I couldn't do
Paul that. Rodriguez, I think.
Very, very sneaky, sir.
Tricky question. Tricky question. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, my friend. Flamin' Hot Cheetos with a fork. Oh, that's a good move right there. And it's tasty. Well, Barbie, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Anytime you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, give her the hotline. I like Barbara.
Got it. I'll text her immediately.
Barbara, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I misunderstood the question about John Mayer, but...
That's not it.
My name is Barbara. It's okay. My name is Barbara from Mary Mac, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.